Ladies and gentlemen, from the Small Craft Training Center, Roosevelt Base, Terminal Island, California, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show with the star of MGM's bathing beauty, Esther Williams. Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Leonard Seuss's orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor! Eddie and Nora Martin open the show with Dance with a Dolly. Let her go.
I was walking down the street.
Down the street, down the street.
I met somebody who was mighty sweet.
Mighty fair to see.
I asked her, would you like to have a talk?
Have a talk?
Make with some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight.
Dress up tonight, dress up tonight.
I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight.
Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Got more kisses than a candy store.
Candy store, candy store.
Sweeter than I've ever had before. Still I keep on crying for more. And now the young man with his horn, Leonard Seuss.
Broadcasting before the Navy personnel here at Roosevelt Base.
Yeah, well, Eddie, you know there's not just the men here. There are 300 waves stationed here.
Well, Harry, the waves aren't stationed. With so many sailors around, they're on the go all the time. Really? Dining and dancing and...
Well, now, wait just a minute, Eddie. Do you mean to say that these fellas here are girl conscious?
Are they? Listen, Harry, you know the main thought on the minds of these able-bodied men?
What?
Grable-bodied women.
No. Oh, no, Eddie, you're kidding.
Yeah, but Harry, I had a wonderful trip down here. On the highway, a sailor and a soldier both wanted a lift in my car, and I only had room for one of them. They settled it like perfect gentlemen. The sailor tossed the soldier to see who would get the lift.
The sailor? The sailor tossed the soldier, huh? Who won?
The sailor? Yeah. The soldier came down tails. Don't laugh, fellas. I told the story at an army camp last week and the sailor came down tail. Ah, but no kidding, Harry. If you ever see these boys on the highway, you should always offer them a ride.
Oh, I know.
You know, these sailors aren't allowed to use their thumbs to get a lift. It's not dignified, you know.
Well, I know, but if they're not allowed to use their thumbs, how do they point out which way they want to go?
It's amazing some of the tricks these guys have learned to do with their nose. And Harry Von Zell,
yeah.
with that San Pedro fish market so close, they have to do tricks with their nose.
Well, I don't understand in the first place, Eddie, why these boys have to hitchhike. Can't they take a bus?
Sure, but they can't get on it. Harry, that bus is so packed, every time it passes that fish cannery in San Pedro, the sardines lean out of the window and laugh. You know, Harry, on the way down, the bus pulled away before one fella could get on it. So he rushed over to me and said, catch that bus. I got to catch that bus before it gets to Roosevelt Base. I said, wait a minute. I'll take you to Roosevelt Base. Why do you have to catch that bus? He said, I'm the guy that's driving it. Honestly, Harry, the way these boys... I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Cantor. This is the San Pedro Fish Market. We've just been listening to your program.
Yeah?
You close your windows and we'll close ours.
A How do you like that guy? Harry, before I forget, I'd like to announce that due to wartime difficulties, people are asked to do their Christmas shopping earlier this year than ever before, you know.
Oh, yeah. Say, you know, I'll bet with the sailors here, their favorite day will be Christmas Eve when they can hang up their stocking and go to bed.
Harry, their favorite day will be when they can hang up their whole uniform and go home. Believe me. Wait a minute, you can't leave now! Yeah, but getting back to Christmas shopping, Harry, a big department store sending over a sales lady with gift suggestions for these sailors here.
Oh. Well, now, looky there, Eddie, that must be the sales lady the department store sent over.
Oh, yes? Come in. Hello, Miss, Miss...
The name is Myrtle.
Well, Myrtle!
By Schlumpelmeyer's department store.
Schlumpelmeyer's?
Sure, ain't you ever heard our Christmas shopping programs on the air? Schlumpelmeyer's, Schlumpelmeyer's, the Christmas rush avoid. Come ye all to Schlumpelmeyer's on Broadway next to Toy.
On Broadway next to Toy.
Yeah, we used to was on Foist, but ain't you heard we moved to Toy?
Yep. Don't look at me, I'm still on Foist. Harry,
yes,
Harry,
Eddie.
You talk to her, will you?
Yeah, well, I'll try. Look, Myrtle, with Christmas coming, so many men are thinking about gifts to buy for their wives and sweethearts. What is the best advice you can give them?
Don't let your wife know what you're getting your sweetheart.
Myrtle, most of the men here want to please their girls, I'm sure. After all, I'm positive that you will be staying home Christmas Eve waiting to see if you get something nice in your stocking.
Listen, if I had something nice in my stocking, I wouldn't have to stay home Christmas Eve.
Hey! Look, Myrtle, there must be some gift you can recommend for the boys to give their girlfriends.
Yeah, tell them to come down to the store and get a bottle of Schlumpelmeyer's perfume, known the world over.
Known the world over?
Certainly. Ain't you heard it advertised? Listen. Such perfume you ain't smelled before. We'll deliver it to your door. We're glad to get it out of the store. Or would just rather have a pig?
Thank you, Myrtle. How do you like that? Or would you rather... Say, Harry,
yeah.
You know, our guest tonight is Esther Williams, the star of that picture, Bathing Beauty, you know.
Oh, yes. Say, you know, I saw her in that picture 5 times, but I can't seem to remember her face.
Why, Harry, I'm surprised at you. These guys are way ahead of us. You mean that you couldn't take your eyes off a figure?
No, Eddie, you know I'm not that kind of a guy.
No,
I'm... it wasn't her figure I couldn't take my eyes off of.
What was it?
Her hands, Eddie, her hands.
Notice, fellas, he's saying that with a straight face.
No, seriously, Eddie, you can't look at a woman without noticing her hands. That's why I think every woman should know about True Shea, the beforehand lotion.
You do?
Yes, because True Shea can help anybody have lovely, smooth hands. And so easily, too. You simply smooth on a little True Shea before you do daily household tasks. Before you put your hands in water. True Shea will then help protect and guard your hands from roughness and dryness. So next time, before you do the dishes, before you tub undies, or before you put your hands in hot, soapy water... smooth on a little True Shea. Then you'll have that wonderful beforehand protection that True Shea is famous for. And you'll find that True Shea will really help keep your hands soft and lovely. Remember that name, True Shea. T-R-U-S-H-A-Y. True Shea.
Wait a minute, that music can wait. Fellas, we have a girl here tonight making the first radio appearance of her career. And here she is, the glamorous swimming champion and star of the MGM picture Bathing Beauty, Esther Williams. Esther, I know this is your first radio appearance. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm not nervous.
Here, let me hold your hand.
Uh-oh, now I am.
Look, Esther, you'll be all right. Now stop trembling.
Well, you'll have to forgive me if I shake. I'm a little afraid.
It's all right. We were afraid you wouldn't shake. Just try to feel at home, Esther.
Well, I'd feel more at home if this were a swimming pool instead of an auditorium.
Well, it's not a swimming pool right now, Esther, but if these guys keep drooling, who knows? But don't be nervous, Esther. The microphone won't bite you. But that guy in the third row, I don't know. Look at him, Esther.
Oh, I think they're all cute.
Yeah. You know, Esther... It's written, she has to say it. You know, Esther, when you have youth, beauty, and vitality, you have everything. Everything to please the boys.
Oh, I disagree with you, Eddie. I think when the boys go out, they prefer the intellectual type.
Maybe so. But I'd like to bet the boys here would rather have Esther Williams on their mind than Albert Einstein on their lap. Say, Esther, I know that you just co-starred in Thrill of a Romance with Van Johnson. How about making your next picture with me instead?
Huh? Oh, Eddie, Van Johnson's got what it takes.
Well, what about me?
You've lost what it took.
Well, that I resent. Van Johnson just happens to be a little taller than I am. After all in all, you know, I would say there's about a head's difference.
Oh, but what a difference between his head and yours.
Are you sure this is your first radio appearance? Sounds as if she was married to Fred Allen once.
Yes, Eddie, it's my first and I'm still nervous.
Well, maybe you'll feel more at ease if you meet the gang. Oh, Leonard Seuss.
Yes, Mr. Cannon.
Esther, this is our young trumpet-playing maestro, Leonard Seuss. We think he's another Harry James.
Mr. Canner says there's only a head's difference between me and Harry James.
There is?
Yes. But what a difference between my girl's head and Betty Grable's.
Isn't he cute? I could kill him. Look, you know, Esther, I saw you in Bathing Beauty with Red Skelton right after you made that picture Red was taking into the Army, wasn't he?
Yes, he got a letter from his draft board.
Yeah, what did it say?
We dude it.
Esther, I'm sure that everybody enjoyed that picture. In fact, I love all the pictures about college life. And tonight, if you'll help us, Harry and I would like to show our audience why most fellas decide to go to college.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, Harry.
Let's just go to college.
I'd rather join the Navy.
But in college, you get to learn about fancy things. Things we never heard about, like reading and writing.
I'd rather get to learn what you learn in the Navy.
Now, what do you learn in the Navy?
Nothing. That's why I'd like to join.
Who wants to join the Navy? What could a fellow like me get to learn about in the Navy I couldn't learn in college?
Women?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who wants to go to college? A fella like me should be in the Navy.
Sure, you'll have fun. And adventure, too. You'll even get to go overseas and shoot at Japs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. When I get to shoot at the Japs, do they get to shoot back at me?
Why, sure.
A fella like me should go to college.
Well, I want to join the Navy. I got it. It's my family tradition. My father was in the Navy. My mother was in the Navy.
What was your mother doing in the Navy?
She was tattooed on my father's stomach.
Well, that settles it. Let's join the Navy.
Right. Who wants to go to college anyway?
Yeah.
Pardon me, gentlemen, but you're blocking the sidewalk and I have to get past.
Well, what's the matter? Can't you squeeze between us?
No, there isn't enough room.
Boy, how about trying it just for laughs, huh, kid?
Please, I'm in a hurry to get to Wilmington College.
Oh, you a student there, huh, lady? Gee, if you're in a hurry, I'm willing to carry your books.
But I haven't got any books.
Harry, whatever she's got, she's carrying it all right herself. Leave her alone, will you?
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Look at her walking down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just go to that Wilmington College. It's co-educational.
I wouldn't like... Co-educational? What is that, co-educational?
Co-educational. That means, Well, you see, that's why we ought to go to college.
door. It says principal on it.
Yeah, well, go ahead and open it.
What is it, gentlemen?
Holy smokes! You mean to say the principal is you? In the flesh?
I'd look pretty silly walking around without it.
We would like to enroll in college.
Oh, that's very nice. Professor Bigsby will arrange for your regular studies. And I am in charge of extracurricular activities.
Hey, Harry.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Extracurricular?
Yeah.
Means if you want any curricula, it costs you extra.
Boys, what I mean is, would you care to go out for any sports? Like the swimming team.
The swimming team? We ain't much good at swimming.
Oh, I'll teach you. Very simple.
Yeah?
All you have to do is lie flat in the water.
Yeah.
And I put one arm around your waist.
Yeah.
Then I draw you close
yeah.
to me. Hold your ankles.
Mm. Look, Coach, after you get through, can I teach you how to swim, huh? Huh?
You boys have had some experience in the water, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, Teach. Me and Eddie, we used to go swimming off in the docks every afternoon.
Yeah, we was always swimming off in the docks, did you?
That's good. Now, you boys be at the swimming pool at 4:00 and bring your bathing suit.
Uh-huh. Okay. So long, Teach.
Yeah, so long, Teach. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
What's a bathing suit?
That must be something you put on when you come up out of the water, you know?
After 4 long years in college, these 2 roughnecks are now cultured and refined.
Oh, Edward.
Yes. Yes, Harrison.
My parents called today. Would you like to go to the theater with my mater and pater?
I should love to, but I have a date with a tomato. Oh.
Boys, I've come to talk to you about your graduation.
Yes, Miss Williams.
Well, now, you've been in college 4 years, and you're quite different from most of our seniors.
Well, what do you mean?
You're still freshmen.
I don't know, teacher. We just can't seem to catch on somewhere. I don't know.
Well, you boys should be graduating. Ever since you've been in college, 4 whole years, I've been with you every night, helping you with your studies. Now, you fellas must be very stupid.
I resent that. I can prove we're the smartest guys in the school.
How?
Listen, Teach, if you've been with us every night for 4 years,
we're not so stupid.
Say, Harry.
Yes, Eddie.
That was really a lot of fun having Esther Williams for a principal, wasn't it?
Yeah. I wish I'd gone to college. You know, when I left high school to go to college, I was voted the most likely to wind up being a genius.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I left high school, I was voted the man most likely to wind up back in high school? Did you know?
You mean to say I got more education than what you got?
Certainly, Harry. Listen how nice you can talk when you want to.
Oh, you mean when I say ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, that's nice. It's educational.
Well, what's educational about it?
You can tell which is ladies and which is gentlemen. The slacks fool me.
But you know, Eddie, I once heard a guy that was real educational when he said, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah? What did he do, Harry?
He just got up and said, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, remember Sal Hepatica and take it at once. For then speedy Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. You don't have to wait until night to take the laxative you need right away. You take a glass full of sparkling Sal Hepatica when you need it. What's more, you get this additional advantage from Sal Hepatica.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So why not get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist? Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Keep Sal Hepatica handy in your home and in your place of business. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Oh, say, Esther, maybe after the show we could drive to the ocean and you teach me how to swim and dive and everything, huh?
Oh, Eddie, you're not the type fella to go in for water athletics.
I'm not?
No. The type that makes the best swimmer is tall. His body is brown from the sun. He has a massive chest and strong, bulging muscles.
But, Esther, where would you find such a man? Where?
How do you do?
Great Gordon, the Russian. Russian.
Yes?
You? You are a swimmer?
Most of course.
Yeah.
I am the crawl, stroke, and dive champion.
The crawl, stroke, and dive champion? I don't believe it.
You should see some of the dives I crawl out of.
Oh, Russian, will you behave yourself? This is a real champion, Esther Williams.
Beautiful Miss Williams. I have your picture pinned up over my bed.
Oh, I see. She's probably the last thing you look at before you go to sleep and the first thing you see when you wake up.
That's very funny, man.
What's very funny?
With your picture hanging over my bed, who can sleep?
By the way, Russian, you ought to feel honored. You're standing next to a great swimming champion, Esther Williams.
Mm.
You're rubbing shoulders with Esther Williams.
Mm, say, feels pretty good, you know.
Russian.
What do you know about swimming, Russian?
In my hometown of Minsk, I was one of three famous lifesavers.
Who were the other two?
Pepperminsk and Spearminsk.
Isn't that awful? Pepperminsk and... Will you do me a favor and leave?
Russian, have you ever had any thrilling experiences in the water?
She asks all tell.
Go ahead.
Once I was drowning.
Yes.
I yelled for help, and while I was yelling for help, my whole life passed in front of me. And before me, I saw the face of my wife.
What? What? What did you do then?
I stopped yelling for help.
Russian, tell me one thing.
Yes?
Can't you carry on an intelligent conversation?
Most indeed.
Yes.
Tell me, Miss Williams, which stroke do you like best?
Well, I prefer the backstroke. And you, Russian?
I prefer the backstroke, too. Miss Williams, would you mind stroking my back?
Thank you. Would you behave yourself? I'm asking you in a nice way. Would you
All
behave
right,
yourself, Russian?
Very well.
Russian, I don't think you know anything about swimming.
That remark I challenge.
Go ahead.
Miss Williams, be at my house at 9 o'clock and wear your bathing suit.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Russian.
What's the matter?
You haven't got a swimming pool. Why do you want her to wear a bathing suit?
Silly boy. But, not to deviate, I'm the world's greatest diver.
What are you?
I'm the world's greatest diver.
A diver?
Yes. Huh. I used to dive off a diving board 100 feet in the air and land in a Dixie cup.
No.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that dangerous, diving 100 feet into a Dixie cup?
No. First, I filled it with water.
Oh, get out of here, will you? Esther, besides yourself, we have a song making its first appearance over the air. And we hope it will be received with as much enthusiasm as you are. Here it is, folks. Nora, Harry, and I bring you for the first time on the air, There'll Be a Yankee Christmas.
There'll be a Yankee Christmas everywhere.
There'll be a Yankee Christmas everywhere.
From New Guinea to Nome.
From China to Rome.
A Yankee Christmas everywhere.
There'll be a jubilation everywhere.
There'll be the sound of carols in the air.
There'll be snowflakes, it seems, if only in dreams.
And home, sweet home, in every prayer.
Every guy overseas will be sharing Christmas pie and memories. Every care will depart when those jingle bells ring out in every heart.
Wherever there's a liberated town,
there'll be a G.I. Santa Claus around.
Whether near or the far, wherever you are,
there's a Yankee Christmas all over the world.
There'll be no reindeer for St. Nick as he comes swinging down the line. He'll come jingling in a Jeep or a B-29.
He'll be loaded down with presents from folks like you and you and you, all tied up with fancy ribbons of red and white and blue.
They'll be sealed with love and kisses. They'll be addressed with care. From us over here to you over there.
From Susie and Bill, from a sweetheart or a pal.
Yes, from Peoria Ill to Los Angeles Cal.
To all the far-flung battlefronts, the bulletins announce. To Guadalcanal and Buna, and names you can't pronounce.
Why, there'll be mistletoe in Paris.
And there'll be holly hung in Rome.
And the Yankee spirit of Christmas from the folks back home.
Wherever there's a liberated town, there'll be a G.I. Santa Claus around.
You put under the tree a new victory
for a Yankee Christmas, a Yankee Christmas for our boys all over the world.
Yes. There'll be a Yankee Christmas everywhere, and here in America, the National Retail Dry Goods Association and hundreds of other department stores have joined with the American Legion, the Legion Auxiliary, and this program to help put across the world's largest Christmas party for hospitalized servicemen. With unmatched enthusiasm and cooperation, these stores have made it possible for you to buy that gift for a Yank who gave, with complete assurance that it will reach the sick or wounded veteran on Christmas Day. There's a department store in your community displaying a special window of gift suggestions for sick and wounded servicemen. Do your Christmas shopping early and make up an extra package for a boy in an Army or Navy hospital near you. Deliver that package to the local American Legion post, or if you make your purchase in the department store, just ask the clerk to deliver it to the post for you. Come on, everybody. Won't you join us in making it a Merry Christmas in those service hospitals by giving a gift to a Yank who gave? Our thanks to Commodore Heim, Captain Walker, Lieutenant Todd, and the entire staff of officers and men here at Roosevelt Base. Listen in again next week, same time. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of beauty, and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche, and so remember,
I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Ask friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true.
Good night.
Say, you've really got an awful cold, haven't you? Well, look, don't you go around suffering any longer without doing something about it. Get yourself a jar of Minute Rub and get after those cold symptoms. Rub Minute Rub on your back and chest, and it will help to soothe that cold discomfort. At the same time, Minute Rub's menthol vapors will help relieve that clogged feeling in your nose and throat, too. And what's more, Minute Rub is greaseless and stainless. It won't harm your clothes or linens. What's that, madam? Oh, yes, Minute Rub. MinitRub. Minute Rub. Modern chest rub. Get a jar tonight.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles.